So, I've been away over to Hong Kong and Singapore for the last 11 days teaching meditation. So now is the opportunity for us to learn the art of stillness. So, if you would like to close your eyes, with the eyes closed, we can bring our attention to calming the body and calming the mind. But first of all, just to relax the body. And to be able to relax the body, we have to be kind to the body, be attentive to it. So we just have a quick check on how we are sitting. This is a basic mindfulness focused on our bodies to be able to have something which is existing in our present moment, the feelings in the body, and stop us thinking, because many of the feelings and sensations in the body don't have any names. And it also learns how to have a healthy body. So first of all, have a look at your legs, not with your eyes, but feel with your mind how your legs are. And one great way of arousing that mindfulness is to ask, "Legs, how are you?" Because when we ask a question like that, our attention goes to that part of our body, and we can feel, we can experience whether our legs need to be adjusted. So this is not just an endurance test, this is something much more refined. We're aware, we know, we change, we adjust until it gets comfortable. If you're sitting on a chair, sometimes you need to push your feet forward, sometimes tuck them in, move your knees apart. Find out the best posture for your legs. And once your legs have been relaxed, cared for, and you feel that this is the best position you can get your legs in, then go to your butt, your buttocks. And to be able to make sure that you're sitting comfortably on a cushion, on a chair, on a stool, where the cushion is not too far forward, not too far back, just in the best place. You can always adjust. So what we're doing, we're being mindful, but we're also adding this care, precision, and the ability to actually to learn if we make a mistake, that if the body is not properly adjusted, we adjust it. Kindness is not just sitting here and enduring. Kindness is adjusting. And then you move up to your back. So many people have sore backs. And a lot of time is because of our posture is we're not aware of how we're holding our backs, and after a while it begins to ache, even be in pain, or even worse, do damage to our backs. So experience the feelings in your back. Does it feel comfortable? Or does it need some adjustment? And one thing I always like doing is to stretch my back at the beginning of the meditation. Just like you see cats and dogs and other animals, they have a good stretch. And that releases endorphins, you can feel them, it just feels very pleasant. And then I let go. Stress in life starts in our body, or rather the body stores it. And that's where you feel most of the pain. So learn how to relax the body. Is it relaxed yet? Is it in the best possible position? If you're sitting on a chair, it's okay to lean back. Or if you find it more comfortable, you can sit with a straight back. If you're leaning against the walls, that's also fine. So you can feel, experience, and adjust out of kindness. The mindfulness gives you feedback. Your body will tell you if you listen and pay attention and care for your body. It will tell you how to move and how much to move. And then you find yourself in the best position. If you still need some more adjustments, adjust it. Just like you adjust the volume if you listen to some music, adjust the temperature if you have your own little aircon, until it feels just right. That's what you're doing with your body. And then you experience your hands, are they comfortable? People do a lot of fidgeting with their hands, but we're so used to it, we don't notice it. We take it as normal. But we can be far more relaxed to be able to let our hands be in one place, comfortable, at ease, at peace. When the hands are relaxed, if they're not relaxed yet, you can move them, just experiment till you can find the optimum position for your own hands. And if they're comfortable, they don't need to be moved anymore. One less problem. Now you can move up to your shoulders. Shoulders, again, people have so much tightness and tension in their shoulders. So I imagine as two big bundles of muscles just on the either side of the spine, up close by the neck. And I imagine just letting go of both ends, as if like someone has been pulling, stretching them at both ends. And then I let them go. And if you have enough awareness, mindfulness, you can actually feel the muscles relax. The same way I can clench my hand and then loosen the hand. The same way you should learn how to relax those muscles. At will. You just know how to do it. The same way you know how to move forward, move back. It's the mindfulness, the feedback, which allows learning. And then up to your neck. People again have neck aches, problems, sometimes because they're leaning their head too much forward, too much back, left or right. Not only the muscles in the neck, but irritations on the throat through a cough or through allergies. See if you can just be aware of any itch or ache or pain. Once you have awareness, it's like you can see the thermometer. What makes the temperature rise? What makes the temperature go down? By temperature I mean the irritation, the itch. You learn to have some mastery over your own body, especially parts you never thought you could have mastery over, simply by being aware and learning how to let go. And soon you find the muscles do relax. The itch, the ache, pain gets less. It's amazing how you look at your body changes the way it responds. You get healthier. Then move up to your head, especially the face. I've always noticed that people can read a face. In other words, they can tell emotions, happiness, fear, anger. because some muscles tense up, some screw up tight. But the emotion of peace, of contentment, see if you can get that to come from focusing on the muscles around the eyes and the mouth and letting go. You find that what was once tense, you can let go, and it becomes easy, relaxed. You relax your own face. Once you've just swept through the body, part by part, then you can look at the whole body. If you are careful, step by step, not rushing things, then you can find you can relax, so your body feels at ease. If you ever have any fear, anxiety, just being aware of the body can help enormously. Aware, relax. And the emotion behind that physical tension also gets less. But usually there's always some part of your body which is aching or in pain, and it's inside. In other words, it's you can't just relax it just by moving. So just find the part of your body inside which aches, which is in pain, which is disturbed, and focus on it. Just get to know. And once you know that sensation inside, that unpleasant, painful, whatever it is, sensation, then through trial and error, the way you just relax your back or find the best position for your legs, through trial and error, and you soon find what makes that irritation or pain inside of you. It could be a tummy ache, irritable bowel syndrome, just a backache, headache, irritation in the throat. You can take that sensation and you learn how to relax it. Don't be afraid of making a mistake. Try, see what happens. If you are courageous, you learn fast. Once the body is as relaxed as you possibly can make it, it's a time to let it be. And deal with the emotional world. And if you've been listening before, I introduced the idea of a peaceometer, thermometer, speedometer. How peaceful are you in your inner world? And it's opposite of peace, you can call it agitation, irritation, whatever. You can even visualize if you just can't understand what a peaceometer is. Just like your mind being like a lake in the mountains. The waves on the surface of that lake are the big waves flowing really fast, like in the wake of a motorboat. Or is the lake perfectly peaceful and still? What is your mind like now? Don't judge it. Just know. Now what makes your mind more peaceful? The waves, not so high and fast. What takes the needle of the peaceometer away from agitation and towards peace? Be aware of how peaceful you are. Because if you find that things annoy you, sounds you don't expect, feelings, all that does is move the needle to more agitation. You don't need to react. Just let it be. And you'll find the mind becomes stronger and more peaceful. And you know this because you're aware of your peaceometer. You should find the one thing which keeps making the mind more agitated. It's hanging on to the past. It's just a burden, a heavy weight which you do not need in meditation. This is a time to be in this moment. No need to linger. Stay here. And the other thing is projecting onto the future. What might happen, how it might happen. The future is just so unexpected, the twists and turns of your life. You can't predict it, so no need to even worry about it. Just to be. Letting this moment be, and then the past and the future just vanish. And you get used to this present moment. You get comfortable. So don't be afraid of letting go. And check it out with your awareness, how you feel. How peaceful, how relaxed. To make it easier being in the present moment, without opening your eyes, smile. Just fake a smile, as if you're on stage or something, or people ask you to smile for the camera. Smile. And then you find this moment is much easier to be with. Usually that one becomes aware of the breathing after a while. The only thing left moving is breathing in peace, health, energy. Breathing out, let go. Gently, kindly. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. How relaxed, how peaceful are you? And why? How at ease is your mind? It's in this moment, breathing in peace without let go. Really freedom from the busyness of the world. It's always there for you if you learn how to let go and just be. I can ring the gong 3 times. Please don't open your eyes, don't rush. When the last ringing of the gong fades away, that's the time to open your eyes. Okay. So, please make yourselves comfy again.